T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hi there, so 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Wednesday, July 29th, 2020.
Yeah, we put the band back together. Chris and I, Chris took his vacation, I took my vacation, and we've been away from each other for way too long. So it's great to have Chris back, and I'm great to be back in the saddle again.
Yeah, likewise, for sure. So what we found out this morning on the show is that perhaps if you're thinking about, if you're trying to lose that stubborn last 5 pounds, yeah, maybe you should listen to slow music when you eat.
And why is this?
Well, there's a study that found, they looked at people that were... they had either fast music, slow music, or no music at all.
Right.
And they had 5 pieces of chocolate, and they timed how quickly it was to eat those pieces of chocolate.
Right.
24 seconds to eat 5 pieces of chocolates in silence.
All right. That's just the baseline right there. I'm silent. I got 5 pieces of chocolate. I can nail those in less than 30 seconds.
Okay. Right. So with music, it actually slows you down a little bit. Up-tempo music, that's 180 beats per minute or more.
Right.
They had those 5 pieces of chocolate ate in 34 seconds.
All right.
But when the music was slowed down to 45 beats per minute... 38 seconds to consume that chocolate.
Yeah, I think we all know it's what you eat. Mom always tells you, don't bolt your food, you know, slow down, chew, and because it takes like 20 minutes for your stomach to tell your brain, hey, we're full.
Right, and that's the whole idea, saying that perhaps having that slow music will actually slow you down to eat so that you don't overeat.
Right.
And hey, if you've been battling that last 5 pounds, I'll try anything just to get it out of there.
And you'll notice that in the supermarkets. In the morning, they're playing real slow music, but by the afternoons, when they want to, it's crowded and they want to get you out of there, they'll pep up the music for you.
Yep, they do that indeed. So, you know that there's a coin shortage.
Yeah, of all the shortage, toilet paper, this, that, now we got coin shortages. So there's a way that your kids can actually contribute to the greater good by raiding the old piggy bank, right?
Yeah, I thought this was pretty cool because it not only demonstrates, you know, pitching in as a country, because, you know, our grandparents and great-grandparents, you know, they went through World War II where they had food rations. I mean,
the greatest generation, man. Gasoline, food, tires, everything was rationed.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine today people would lose their cookies over it?
I think we would go insane.
Right. And so this is kind of a cool way that you can do it, because most likely your kid has a piggy bank, and inside that piggy bank's a lot of coins, and they want to save it for something big. Well, here's an opportunity to help the economy out by putting coins back into circulation, and then you can find them. You can either have your kid like go to an arcade and spend all the quarters on the prizes or to get a prize or something. You can actually take the piggy bank to the actual bank and exchange the coins for currency, because a lot of banks actually are paying people to bring in coins.
Right. Boy, we don't have coins anymore.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's a lot of stuff going on there. And then finally, you know, they say that, you know, you can also... A lot of like the fast food restaurants will have like little change things for their particular charity.
Right.
You see if a kid wants to donate to charity. These are
good
all
idea.
Great life lessons that you can give and help out with the coin shortage right now. We found out that not only do you go to the gym to work out and get stronger, but the bacteria that goes to the gym does the same thing.
Yeah, because we've been thinking about viruses and how all the gyms, and the gym that we go to, they do a pretty good job of keeping everything clean. But now there's also bacteria. Very dangerous bacteria that is found on way too many machines.
Yes, it's because people are not wiping the machines down.
Yeah.
How many more times are I going to tell you?
Come on.
43% of Streptococcus, which is your strep throat.
Strep throat, yeah.
That bacteria was found on exercise equipment, and it was actually resistant to antibiotics.
Yeah, and this was on university gyms and college gyms, where maybe people are a little more lax, thinking that they're bulletproof, you know.
Perhaps, but, you know, even to the gym that we go to, it drives me insane to this day.
Right.
People do not wipe down machines. And I'm like, you guys are going to get this place shut down again, and it's going to be your fault.
Exactly.
But they found out that not only were they resistant to one type of antibiotic.
Yeah, ampicillin. Yeah.
73% of the bacteria are resistant to multiple additional drugs.
Oh, boy. That's some working out bacteria right there. They must be lifting.
Yeah, that's true. They're eating a lot of protein there, too.
Steroids.
Now, one of the things I think that a lot of people are nervous about, especially this time of year, is going back to school.
Yeah, we've got target dates for a lot of the heart of Florida for August the 24th. And today on this podcast, this is Wednesday, July the 29th. That's 26 days away.
Yeah.
And they really haven't figured out even a starting date, really. There's no hard starting date, really.
Well, yeah, the state wanted the schools to be open on the 10th, and the school boards in Marion County, Columbia County, and Alachua County all voted to move them to the 24th because they're not ready yet, just like you said, Storm. You know, we don't have protocols for cleanliness.
Infrastructure. They have to do some, you know, special things, and I don't know what they're going to do in the classroom. This is going to be a tough one. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and that's all the questions. And the problem is that, you know, you and I as parents and as adults a little concerned are worried about it. Imagine a child who doesn't quite understand what's going on.
Yeah, and as a new dad, you're going through this right now. Mm-hmm. So the rule number one is you start by asking the child, right, how they feel about it.
Yeah, and listen, don't fix the problem. Listen to what their concerns are.
Because you're looking for their perspective on this, right?
Right.
You don't know what fears kids have.
I mean, like right now, my eldest is concerned about a monster. And,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
which is a good way to describe this invisible virus.
Right. And, you know, a lot of times with it, it's just like you said, Storm, you know, you and I are thinking like a monster, but it could be something invisible. We don't know.
Right.
Which means you need to listen. And then ask them, do you feel comfortable going to school? Do you feel comfortable doing the online learning? And this is kind of the thing also, too, is that kids really enjoy structure. It makes them feel more confident, calm. Well, we don't know if schools are going to be open as on the 24th, or are they going to push it back even further, or are they going to shut the schools down again? That's uncertainty. So it's really important to kind of tell your kids, look, we don't know what's going to happen, but that's okay. That means, you know, I do know that what's going to happen is you and I are going to be here, and you and I are going to talk.
Yeah, and you'll be safe, and I will keep you safe, right?
I will keep you safe, but just to kind of alert them that things could change, and then kind of make it a fun activity. I mean, think of all the masks that are out there with superheroes or, you know, princesses or sequins or whatever. You know, have them pick out their own mask and do several of them. And then the most important thing to do when you talk with your kids is to keep your negative feelings about the situation to yourself.
Yeah, let them go to bed first, then you and your spouse and your partner can figure out you know, what the big problems are. But don't, because the kids aren't going to understand, especially the younger ones, the great big overall problems that we're all dealing with here.
Either if you agree with the school's opening or disagree with it, that's something that you really shouldn't talk around with your kids. The fact is that the schools will be opening. You need to handle how your child is going to react to it.
Exactly.
It's getting harder to find a bathroom.
Yeah, just when you thought it was safe out there, you can't find a bathroom. And I guess that's true for me. I'm kind of a bathroom snob. I'll hold it because I want to only go at home. You know,
right? Home field advantage. Yeah.
Yeah. But when you're traveling, it's tough to know where to go. So many businesses have closed down. Maybe some of your regular haunts, the bars or whatever that you were used to using. Well, you got to kind of plan ahead nowadays to find a bathroom.
And that's what they talk about, especially if you've not been traveling of late. The next time you travel somewhere, you in the spots you normally would go to the bathroom, you probably should do a little recon to see if the stores are open or whatever.
Right.
You know, but generally, you know, your public restrooms at rest stops on the freeway or the highway are open. I know it sounds strange, but especially if you're talking for boys and even girls, invest in a portable urinal.
You know, truck drivers used to call it was called the motorman's friend. And they would have, like, little things that it was made so you could go without having to find a bathroom, without getting into too much detail.
And that's why you don't, those Gatorade bottles on the side of the road are probably not filled with Gatorade.
Do you know what they call that when people that pick up stuff on the side of the road? It's called Jars of Golden Sunshine.
Ugh.
It even has a nickname.
Ugh, gross.
Let's move on.
And then finally, what we found out that it's okay, finally you get the green light to lie about your birthday.
That's great, because I've been 25 years old for the last 50 years.
and what it comes down to is online. You know, a lot of times, you know, you get like a 20% off coupon if you sign up for this business's email letter or whatever. And you start filling it out, and they start asking questions. And you're like, do you really need to know my phone number? Do you really need to know my address? Do you really need to know my birthday? And a lot of times you can't move forward unless you put that information in here. Well, fib about your birthday, and here's why. Mm-hmm. That's one of the key components of identity theft. If they get your Social Security number, the next thing they use is your date of birth.
Yep. So this is all data mining. They're trying to collect information, and maybe you took that little quiz on Facebook and about the school you went to and all that kind of stuff. Data miners can get that stuff and use it to, once they get enough data, they'll be able to kind of get into your stuff. So you want to give them as little information as possible. So it's okay. What's the best way to do it? You want to maybe keep the year, but transpose the date and the day?
Something like that. The whole idea is whatever lie you go, you got to commit to it.
You got to remember. Yeah, that's the thing about lying is you got to remember what the lie is.
Yeah, that's why I don't, because it's like it's exhausting trying to lie. What you want to do, because, you know, if you lock yourself out, a lot of times one of the questions is going to be your birthday. And if you have the wrong birthday, then they're going to you make things even worse. But, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of, and probably I would even take it a step further on those particular email addresses. Just put your email address and then put like a fake address. Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
They don't need to know. Just email me whatever you need. And there, my friend, is our show for today, Wednesday, woo-hoo, July 29th, 2020. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
And remember, the sun is always shining. We'll see you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.